So what about Judge Roy Moore? Is there an all-out attack against him? Is he guilty of something he's covering up? How should Christians respond?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, I've written some articles about Judge Moore. My most recent one yesterday, why the allegations against him are so serious. We've not spent a lot of radio time on this, but we're going to, again, as always, in a redemptive way. We're going to look at larger issues as well. What about Judge Roy Moore's vision for America based on the Bible and Constitution? Is he rightly interpreting the Constitution and rightly talking about the role of the Bible in America? Welcome, welcome to the Line of Fire broadcast. This is Michael Brown. Number to call, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. And I want to get your opinion. It's simply a matter of opinion, all right? This is not right now a matter of determining truth. God knows all the truth about Judge Moore and the accusations against him. I simply want to know what you think. Do you believe he's being falsely accused? Does this remind you of, say, the Anita Hill testimony about Clarence Thomas before Congress? Does this remind you of other attacks on other political leaders that seem to you highly questionable, just a matter of trying to get them out of a campaign or defame them? Is this part of the larger fake news that you don't trust? Or do these accusations ring true? And if so, what's your own perspective? Do you identify as conservative or liberal? Do you vote Democrat, Republican? What's your take? So the phone lines are open just to get your opinion. Is Judge Moore guilty of violating girls, 14, 16, trying to violate them sexually, inappropriate sexual conduct with girls as young as 14 and 16 when he was in his early 30s, already serving in the law profession, what is a deputy district attorney in Alabama? Is he guilty as charged, or is this a political hit job against him? What's your take? 866-348-7884. You can also weigh in if you're watching on YouTube. Just give your opinion and we'll check the comment section. Or listening on Facebook. Again, this is just to know what you think. We are not trying Judge Moore here. We are not playing God with Judge Moore. I simply want to know your reaction to the news. This is enlightening. Do you think, man, fake news, can't trust it? Washington Post, can't trust it? Attorney Gloria Allred involved with one of the accusers, can't trust it? Oh, and there's some more recent news that plays in as well. Does it push things in either direction? We'll get to that in today's broadcast. So just weigh in. You can call again, 866-34-TRUTH. You can post your comments if you're watching on the Ask Dr. Brown Facebook channel, or post your comments if you're listening on the Ask Dr. Brown Facebook page. For those who are not aware, the nation of Australia voted on redefining marriage, and by a vote of 62% to 38%, so a very strong majority, they voted to redefine marriage and say that marriage can be the union of two men or two women. Obviously, it is a sad day for Australia. I have Christian colleagues who've been on the front lines of the battle there over these issues. Obviously, they're deeply disappointed. I'm not surprised in the least, as my understanding was that Australia would be somewhat liberal-leaning. Some would say that there have been dirty tactics used. There's been intimidation against those that hold to Christian values, that you have media elite steering things in one direction or another. Could be truth to all of that. The people have voted right now. That will become the law of the land. Sad, tragic, not unexpected. The gospel goes forth either way. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thank you for joining us on the Line of Fire, your voice of moral sanity and spiritual clarity in the midst of a society in chaos in a world, a church, all too often in compromise. All right, so Judge Roy Moore. I became familiar with Judge Moore back in the late 1990s. There was a rally, a Ten Commandments rally, on the steps of a major government building in Alabama. I was one of the speakers at the rally, standing with Judge Moore, standing with the public display of the Ten Commandments. And I remember during that rally, my message preached a lot to us as believers that we need to have God's word in our hearts. That is, the Ten Commandments have been taken out of our hearts and out of our homes. They'll be taken out of public buildings. And the greater issue, standing with Judge Moore, the greater issue was getting God's word in our hearts and repenting of our own sin. I remember I preached that. I remember Steve Hill preached, and we did special ministry to the folks there, you know, prayed together. I believe Alan Keyes spoke. Some others, forget exactly who they were. But that's when I became familiar with Judge Moore. This became a big national story. I mean, news came in from all over to cover it. It started a friend of mine, Pat Mahoney, Reverend Pat Mahoney, involved, and then the thing just exploded nationally, and it was really a news and media happening, and then we did our rally on the heels of what had been happening there. So I've watched his career with interest. Some would say he's bullheaded in a wrong way. Some would say that he does not respect the rule of law. Others would say, at last, a God-fearing man who fears God more than people and who believes that the American government cannot overrule the laws of God. So the debate over him. Then during the campaign with Luther Strange as his Republican opponent during the primaries, President Trump, apparently at the advice of his son-in-law, Jared, campaigned for Luther Strange. Strange lost decisively to Moore. There were people at Trump's rally for Luther Strange saying, hey, we love you, but we're standing with Judge Moore. Luther Strange to them was an establishment candidate, part of the swamp of D.C. That's how they viewed him. In any case, Moore won decisively and was on his way to what appeared to be a decisive victory over the Democratic challenger, which would be no surprise given the heavily Republican nature of the state of Alabama. This is to replace the Senate seat of now Attorney General Jeff Sessions. So now we have the situation where all hell is breaking loose against Judge Moore. The Republican establishment is telling him to step down. Even Senator Ted Cruz has said, look, either prove that you're not guilty or step down. These are serious charges. Mitch McConnell, obviously not a strongly conservative Republican to his critics, part of the swamp in D.C. He has already called for Moore to step down. Mitt Romney has said, I believe the charges are true. In a court of law, you're innocent until proven guilty, but not in a campaign. That then leads to all kinds of questions, such as, well, what if somebody's falsely accused? What if this is just a hit job against a good man? What if this is an all-out attack against a staunch conservative who'd be a real threat to the establishment and whom many, many sectors of America would not want to see elected? Do you destroy someone with false accusations, destroy a career, tarnish a career? He's in his early 70s. And then just say, well, maybe it was false, but it's too hot now. You can't stand for it. Is that what people are going to do? That would be concerning. On the other hand, is there enough time to either prove guilt or not guilt in the time that remains? Valid questions. 866-34-TRUTH. Your take is Judge Moore guilty as charged or not? What do you feel the way you do? Let's look at some headlines. Sean Hannity, who interviewed Judge Moore at length on his radio show, took flack for it as if he was defending Moore. Said, no, I'm just getting information out. Hannity's ultimatum for Roy Moore. explain inconsistencies, or step aside. So as of last night, Sean Hannity has said, 24 hours, sir, I'm asking you either to explain inconsistencies in the interview that we had or in statements that you've made, or step down. Now, why is Hannity doing this? Well, God knows the details, but obviously, as much as he would stand with Judge Roy Moore in general, as much as Moore would be a Hannity-type candidate, if the charges, in fact, are true, they are serious enough that you do not want to be standing with someone whose hands are tarnished. And obviously, Sean Hannity was not sufficiently convinced of Moore's innocence in the interview that they did. Now, things get a little bit more complex. What if Moore, in fact, in his early 30s, dated some women who were 17 or 18, did not engage in inappropriate behavior, got the mother's permission before dating, and at most, as reported, kissed or hugged a couple of times? There would have been nothing illegal in the conduct. Yeah, if I had a 17 or 18-year-old daughter, would I want her dating a guy in his early 30s? No, that would seem odd to me. What if he was a highly reputable, respected man, deputy, district attorney, etc.? Would you want it then? Maybe Alabama culture a little different? Well, either way, that does not make the person into a predator or a monster or a pedophile, all right? And I don't believe that he denies dating younger ladies. I would just think that he would say they weren't quite that young. But if you say, okay, I did date some younger ladies, but I didn't do what the 16-year-old and the 14-year-old are accusing me of doing, I never did that to anyone I was dating, and it just gets a little bit more difficult, because you're saying, yes, some of the accusations are true, but they're not really accusations because I'm not guilty of anything. But the real accusations aren't true. Here's another headline. This is now on CBN.com. Evangelical women speaking out against Roy Moore. Evangelical women speaking out against Roy Moore. One of them is Nancy French, wife of the attorney, columnist, and almost presidential candidate David French, who has been a very strong critic of Roy Moore and has urged him to step down. And David French, highly respect his work, highly respect his columns, respected his critiques of President Trump in the primaries, have watched with interest as he's taken the stand. And I have honest questions, though. Again, what if the accusations are false? Do you allow a man to be destroyed? Do you allow a career to be destroyed? And on a purely political level, do you lose a key seat in the Senate? So if he loses based on false accusations and Democrats take the seat, then what happens to the Republican margin? Not that the Republicans are doing a whole lot with the mandate that they have, but that's another issue. My trust is not in the Republican Party in any case. So what about that? And then another perspective, this is on the stream, that Roy Moore should withdraw, guilty or not. Guilty or not, from Alex Chediak. Now, a question. On what basis would you say withdraw, guilty or not? Is that purely pragmatic? Is that purely saying the whole system is a mess right now and there cannot be a good vote? So for pragmatic purposes, so that at least there can be the possibility of writing in another candidate and getting a Republican to run against the Democrat and get potentially another conservative elected, whereas Moore would have been elected, just get out of the way for now. And if you're guilty, well, then you should have gotten out of the way. If you are not guilty, all right, so you took a hit for the sake of the party. Someone else got elected. Now you can always, you're going to run again in, 4 years? You're 76 at that point. You're going to start the battle afresh. So there are no easy answers here. And let's think of this out loud for a minute. If senatorial candidate Roy Moore is guilty of the accusations as to what he did to a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old, Then instead, Cruz said these would still be potentially prosecutable offenses, that he could still be held accountable because there wouldn't be a statute of limitations running out in crimes like this. What if he did it and confessed to the people who are lying, I'm sorry, forgive me, and got things right with God and man, confessed to his pastor and went on? Do you then drag them up now? If he's not guilty, then he's speaking the truth now, in which case the people accusing him are guilty of a criminal offense by falsely slandering him and saying that he committed these acts against underage minors. And then if he didn't do it then, but he's denying it now, if he did it and he's denying it now, then he's lying. We'll be right back.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks so much for joining me today on the Line of Fire, 866-34-TRUTH. We're talking about Judge Roy Moore, the accusations against him. I was just sent a link to the stepson of a recent accuser against Judge Moore. And he said, I don't believe she's telling the truth. I stand with Judge Moore. I don't believe her. Now, it was about a 14-minute video, and the guy was speaking freely, spontaneously, slowly, without notes. I got through about half of the video before stepping into the studio. I don't think he's coming with any proof, or here's why I don't believe her, except for I don't believe it, and why is it just coming out now? But it's his own stepmother. Now, who knows family dynamics and all of that, but just to report on it. And then the question about Judge Moore. Why would he say he didn't know his last accuser? And I've had folks that were in his camp say, boy, I watched that video and I believe this woman was telling the truth, the tears and everything and the way she presented things. But she showed a yearbook that he had allegedly signed. He said, I don't know her. She claimed, I signed it in a certain restaurant. I don't even know the restaurant. Now, are there restaurants I ate at 40 years ago? I'm 62. Are there restaurants I ate at 40-something years ago? Someone mentioned it to me. We met there. I wouldn't remember meeting them. I wouldn't remember the restaurant. Sure, sure. But maybe smaller town or things like, I don't even know the place. Never went there. Either way. There are those now who say, and this came out pretty quickly, that the signature is a forgery. So here's another headline. This is getting a lot of circulation from the Gateway Pundit. It's a fake. Analyst says Judge Roy Moore's signature inside Gloria Allred accuser's yearbook was forged. And they say, look, here are differences in the signature now compared to then. Does the signature change that dramatically over 40 years? Mine's night and day. I can do my old one, but the way I sign now is night and day different. But others say, no, just look within the yearbook inscription itself that you've got inconsistencies. And then someone else said, why is it being signed at Christmas time? Who brings a yearbook in to have it signed at Christmas time? And then another question, if he tried to rape her, why is she asking him to sign the yearbook? Or what's the chronology? So they're just questions. To me, I had someone very close to me many years ago falsely accused, and this got out in the newspapers and everything. And then I had other friends of mine, some years after that, falsely accused in even more blatant ways. And I've been falsely accused. I mean, completely contrary to fact. And people have all this meticulous evidence, and I know it's false as surely as I know there's a nose on my face. And anyone's ever seen me knows there is a nose on my face. So I'm often skeptical when I hear things. At the same time, you think, well, this sounds credible. This sounds believable. And what if Judge Moore, was someone whose politics I didn't like? Would I be quicker to believe the critics? Am I being fair-minded and honest? These are questions we ask. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's take some calls and find out where you stand. We'll start in Virginia. Scott, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thanks for taking my call.
A quick question. Who did you vote for in the elections, if you don't mind saying?
Don't mind at all. I voted for Donald Trump, and I'm a self-described conservative, well, a far right-wing conservative, opinionated Christian jerk.
All right, fair enough for the candid self-description. Your take on this, sir?
Well, I just want to answer your question that you posed right before picking up is, would I be as fair-minded with a Democrat or a liberal? Honestly, no, I wouldn't. And it's just an admission of my personal bias, which I always try to put out there because we all are biased. Mm-hmm. As much as we try to be fair-minded, everybody has bias.
Yeah, I appreciate you being honest with yourself on that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and having said that, I don't buy the accusations. And my reasoning is this. Herman Cain in 2008, bunch of accusations turned out to be false, which was after he dropped out.
Just hang on. I don't know that I followed the after he dropped out. I know after he dropped out, no one pursued anything further against him. Do you know firsthand that?
No, I don't know firsthand that they were proven false, but they were.
Okay, they were just basically
dropped. We didn't hear anything.
Right, got it.
We didn't hear anything, so I think they accomplished the goal that they were meant to accomplish.
Got it. All right, hey, Scott. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, same with Donald Trump's accusers during the campaign. We don't hear anything about them anymore. If these were real, my thing is, if these were real sexual assaults, and now they're brought to light, the women feel safe enough because now it's a national stage and they have coverage.
Right.
I've heard a lot of arguments against why they haven't come out sooner because it's Alabama, the Deep South, the good old boys network, and they're afraid for their safety, which could be very legitimate. And now they have cover because of national news. Okay, well, I guess the proof is in the eating, not in the pudding.
And at that point, yes, Scott, we have not yet been able to sort out what's true and what's not. Hey Scott, thanks for weighing it. And look, a glaring thing, and I'll get to every call, so stay right there. A glaring thing in all of this is the double standard with President Clinton. I mean, you have women saying, yeah, there was an actual sexual assault. There was an actual rape, not just he grabbed me or something like that, or he made me uncomfortable. So now you're having actual charges being brought against people like Harvey Weinstein, or they're being considered. And you have, for example, Corey Feldman talking about alleged pedophiles in Hollywood. And two names already, as far as I know, he's gone to the authorities. He's gone on public TV, and he's gone to the authorities and said, I am reporting crimes that were committed years ago. And you say, why didn't people come forward earlier? Well, Corey Feldman did, and the Clinton accusers did. But it's not always easy to do so. I can't relate to it. I've never been sexually assaulted or abused. But I know women now feel they can come forward much more. So we've got to listen carefully. We've got to listen carefully. At the same time, we don't want to sink someone's ship when they're being falsely accused. All right. Excuse me. Much more to come. But have you visited our GoFundMe page? Everywhere where I go around the world, people say to me, I so appreciate your videos, Dr. Brown. I watch your videos. They've been so helpful to me. Well, that's a team effort, and that team begins with you. Here's the place to go. GoFundMe.com/AskDrBrownStudio. Ask Dr. Brown Studio. That's GoFundMe.com/AskDrBrown. Ask Dr. Brown Studio. Take a minute, watch the video, and partner with us. We so appreciate the gifts that have been coming in. They're allowing us to do so much we've wanted to do. And trust me, we've got a whole lot of great plans that are going to bless a whole lot more people. It's a team effort. Thank you for partnering with us. We'll be right back.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Judge Roy Moore. Is he a man of God being attacked from all sides with false accusations coming against him? Because he is a man of God, because he would be a real threat to the establishment, especially the liberal establishment in the Senate? Is he a hypocrite, lying through his teeth about God and denying his sins of the past? These are not light issues. Michael Brown, welcome to the Line of Fire. Love to hear from you. What is your take? Just so I know how you're viewing things. Just so I know how you're processing the news. We're not trying Judge Moore here. We're not trying his accusers here. We're simply doing our best to understand issues and respond in a Christian, godly way. What do you believe? Do you believe he's guilty or not? Off the air, a self-identified black female Republican called in. Her take was we should be praying for him. And obviously, we should be praying for all involved that truth would come to light. I have just read that Steve Bannon, who has been a staunch supporter of Roy Moore and certainly a man who helped Roy Moore win the primaries and a man who has a large vision now to take down the Republican establishment, and the Roy Moore vote, getting him in the primaries and then getting him elected in Senate would be a first major victory. There are those claiming, again, this is all secondhand, there are those claiming that Bannon has sent people in to do further investigation to see if the charges against Moore are false, and he's not finding sufficient evidence that they are false, that he may pull his support for Moore. But right now, this is hearsay. My simple prayer is, Lord, bring the truth to light quickly. Either expose Judge Moore or expose his accusers. Bring the truth to light so the people of Alabama can vote righteously. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to David in Raleigh, North Carolina. Sir, what's your take on this?
Well, I think he should drop out. That way voters have a choice between a Republican that's not accused of anything and a Democrat. And it's very common for people to wait years to come out. So the fact that they waited almost 40 years isn't evidence that they're not telling the truth. Mm-hmm. And over the years, we've seen both Democrats and Republicans abuse women.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah, very true. And listen, I can't imagine how difficult it would be for someone to come out. It's got to be a shameful thing. And now your name is attached to this for life. Not everybody wants the public eye. Others say, come on, the timing of this is just too conspicuous. But fair points. Let's go to Michael in Winston-Salem. Welcome
to
Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hey.
I just have a point of view on the whole thing. I find it funny how Mitch McConnell has already believed the accusers, and he called for Judge Moore to drop out of the race. He's already convicted him before any evidence has ever been presented, basically. And he was an opponent of Mitch McConnell's pick for the Republican primary. So Judge Moore beat Mitch McConnell's opponent.
Yeah, definitely beat McConnell's guy. So this certainly works out well in that respect to discredit Moore, right? You'd think
exactly.
Mitch McConnell would be predisposed to be against him.
Right. So, and Mitch McConnell's part of what's wrong in Washington, D.C. So I'm kind of, let the truth play out like your black female Republican called in.
Look, obviously that's the great goal, is let the truth play out for sure. And as Christians, we don't want to be defending the indefensible. We don't want to falsely accuse. Be right back.
Oh, God of burning, cleansing flame.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome, welcome to The Line of Fire, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Again, as believers, as followers of Jesus, we have a uniquely challenging position to hold to. We want to walk in integrity. We know it is a sin to condemn the righteous. We know it is a sin to acquit the guilty. By listening to the accusers, are we standing with the victims against a victimizer? By listening to Judge Moore, are we standing with an innocent man who's being falsely accused? And obviously, we don't know for sure. You say certain things line up, certain don't. Certain details seem to be damning. Others seem to raise questions. If Judge Moore had simply said, hey, yeah, in my early 30s, I did date some gals 17, 18, but that's perfectly legal. Plus, we did not commit any crimes, and there was nothing illicit in our behavior. And we conducted ourselves in an upstanding way with parental permission and all of that. So, yeah, it's a little weird to be dating women that age, but are you going to throw someone under the bus for that? No. But if he was guilty of the other acts, and if he forced himself on a 14-year-old or a 16-year-old, and here he is in his early 30s, come on, moms and dads, grandparents, think if that was your kid and this happened to them. What would you think? You say, well, anyone can be forgiven. Oh, well, that would be another thing. If he had come forward, if he had met with people, said, I blew it, I sinned, forgive me, and if it was known that he had done that, and then he became an upstanding man and a great judge and a champion of righteousness in America and Christian foundations of America. If that indeed was the case, then the past is the past. Even though these things are reprehensible, even though these things are ugly, even though these things are inexcusable, okay, it was the past. He repented of it, he dealt with it. And if someone said, well, we dug this up now, we heard this, he could say, it's all true. Everyone knows it's true. That happened all those years ago. I got forgiveness from God, from man, dealt with those things. They've never happened again. Nothing's ever been near that. There's not a single thing you can bring against me in terms of my character, ethics, behavior for over 40 years. Well, then the voters decide, do they want to hold this against him? But if, in fact, he did it and saying he didn't do it now, then he's lying now. That's what makes it a present tense issue. Where do I stand personally? I don't know. I have strong concerns that he could be guilty. I deeply hope he wasn't, but I don't know. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Alabama. Lisa, thanks for calling The Line of Fire.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Yes, I live in Alabama, and I don't want to criticize any of them ladies or anything like that, but it's hard for us as Christians here who know Roy Moore and his integrity and what he stands for us to honestly say that we believe this. Why didn't they say this a long time ago? I mean, he's been in the public eye for a very long time, and nobody's ever said anything. And for, 5 years, 77, to whenever he got married, he just stopped being perverted all of a sudden, and for 30 years he didn't do anything. It's just hard for me to believe, and I'm not trying to say that they're lying or anything like that, because I get convicted of my own, but it's hard for us to believe mm-hmm. this kind of stuff against a person like Roy Moore, because Alabama knows Roy Moore is a man of God. I mean, mm-hmm. if you say, will you go to jail for your faith, he will.
Yeah. And look, and he was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama. He's kicked off the Supreme Court and was popular enough to get back and become a Chief Justice, and then took his stand, kicked out again. Whether people agree with the stands or not, you are talking about a man of deep conviction. And his point would be, look, I've been in, not just in the public eye, but had all these public campaigns and have been vetted over and over and over and over again. Why are these things just coming up now? Some would say, well, it's because there's a climate where more women are coming forward with all the, with all of the exposing of what's been happening in Hollywood. And others would say, no, the timing makes it clear that it is a hit job. Lisa, from what you know, I have read that people interviewed, polls indicated that more people in Alabama said that they would vote for him after the accusations, as opposed to people who said they wouldn't vote for him after the accusations. In your circle, the people you interact with, social media friends, church, are people taking this by and large as a false attack on a godly man, and they're even more determined, or is it creating more questions for them?
Well, the way our pastor told us is, like, you know, that we're in a spiritual warfare. It's not against people, but it's been, you know, against demons and principalities and things like that of that nature.
Yep.
And they say when a man stands for God, people don't want to hear it. And, you know, so that we just need to be praying for him. So in Mobile, Alabama, where I live, you know, lots of big churches have put prayer chains together to pray for Roy Moore, because we know how he is and what he stands for. And, I mean, we just support him. It's just hard for us to believe the things that are being said about a person. Like, why not say this a long time ago, like I said? You know, and it's not that we're calling them liars. It's just hard for us to believe this.
Got it. And you're saying that as a woman also. Hey, Lisa, I appreciate that, and it's great to hear from Alabama directly. Hey, one last question. And this is hypothetical, Lisa. Let's say that these ladies were telling the truth, and Judge Moore came forward the first day and said, actually, this is a shameful part of my past. I got these things right. You can talk to my pastors from back then, or the, you know, those that are alive. This was all dealt with. The families know we all dealt with this before God and man. Ask for forgiveness. I dealt with my root issues, and I have lived a flawlessly moral life in terms of sexual conduct ever since, and I have thousands of witnesses to attest to that. Would people have been willing to say, okay, we forgive, if he had made that confession, or would that be too damning?
No, I think in Alabama, because we hold Christian values really high, we're not like the rest of the country, that if that person did that and they come forward and they said, okay, we would apologize to the ladies, of course, because we was wrong for standing with Roy Moore. But God said if we don't forgive them, he's not going to forgive us. No matter what, I was sexually molested when I was a kid. I told my mother. But I forgave the person who did that to me. And I have, you know, God gave me the grace to move on. And I believe that as a Christian, we have to forgive to be forgiven. And that's just the way we should live our life as a Christian.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, what a powerful testimony to say that you yourself were sexually molested. Number one, that gives further context to the entire call. But then secondly, to say that you forgave the molester. Obviously, there are legal issues. There are other things that have to be taken into consideration. But in terms of your own heart, God bless you. That's an example to many. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Richmond. All right. We'll try Michael in Illinois. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Okay. I'm on the air. My name is Michael. God bless you, Pastor Brown. I've been looking at the program. Judge Moore, well, I will be honest with you. The first time I heard that the accusers come out, I said, I don't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I said, I don't know Judge Moore, but from the little I've heard from him, he seems like an honest guy. And I felt he was being attacked for his Christian beliefs. But as the time has gone over and seeing all the Republicans turning on him, it's so difficult not to, you know. But I stand with you. He's innocent until proven guilty. I don't think, you know, it's going to be painful at the end of the day. His character has been assassinated.
Yeah.
And we now find out that nothing happened or there was a consent in it. It's going to be a painful story. And you already, you know, destroyed his character. Where does the justice go to that extent when a man's character is innocently destroyed?
Yes.
So
that's where
what
you have
feel.
To say that from a biblical viewpoint, sir, that you pray that God will vindicate and justify. But I remember an illustration I heard as a new believer in a church service that there was a guy in a particular town that was a notorious gossip, and you know, he said, "Well, just if I said things I shouldn't, it'll get fixed." And a pastor took him to a high building and took a piece of paper and tore it into tiny little pieces and threw it out for the air to blow. He said, "Can you get those pieces back?" He said, "No." He said, "That's what happens when you gossip about people. You can't retract the words without damage being done. God can vindicate, but let's continue to pray, excuse me, for justice. More and the accusers, may truth come to light. God, bring the truth to light regarding Judge Moore and his accusers. Bring it to light speedily. That's a prayer I think we can all agree on. We'll be right back.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us today on The Line of Fire as we talk about Christian response to the allegations against Judge Roy Moore. Again, let's not underscore the seriousness of them. If the allegations are true, he committed criminally prosecutable offenses. If the accusations are false, then people are committing criminally prosecutable offenses against him. Can I refer you, friends, to our great digital library? If we were charging for resources, there'd be thousands of dollars of material. Except for you, we have thousands of hours of free material on our digital library on the Ask Dr. Brown website, askdrbrown.org. Check out articles, check out videos. You can search by article, by video, and then you can search by the information you're looking for. We have tons of it waiting for you right on our website. All right, let's change direction here for a moment. Judge Roy Moore has a vision for America. Let's ask the question, is his vision for America a good vision? A constitutionally based vision, a vision that we should applaud as followers of Jesus, or is it trying to push in some way towards a theocracy of sorts? There is a report on Breitbart.com. This was after Roy Moore won the primaries. So these stories were found everywhere, not just on Breitbart, but they reported at length his victory speech, "Together, we can make America great. We can support the president." Now, my belief has always been that we cannot make America great unless we make America good. We cannot make America good without God. And that was presupposed by our founding fathers, even those who were not that religious. They presupposed that we would be a religious and moral society, because of which we have the liberties that we do and are not under a monarchy or an oppressive government. Those were the goals of the founding fathers. Let me give you a couple of quotes from Roy Moore's victory speech in the primaries. This is what he said. "Together, we can make America great. We can support the president. Don't let anybody in the press think that because he supported my opponent that I do not support him and support his agenda. As long as it's constitutional, as long as it advances our society, our culture, our country, I will be supportive. As long as it's constitutional. But we have to return to the knowledge of God and the Constitution of the United States to the United States Congress." So he's emphasizing our need for God as a major political candidate, someone in the Senate who would be one of the most outspoken Christian candidates. And just think, again, the truth will come to light. That's our prayer. But if he's being falsely accused, can you imagine how mortifying it is to spend decades taking certain stands as a Christian and living with a strong Christian moral ethic, and then to be accused of sexually molesting underage girls? How mortifying that is. On the flip side, if these have been his dirty little secrets, is there something always in the back of his mind about these? Questions to wonder about. Let's look at some more of what Roy Moore said in his victory speech. "I believe we can make America great, but we must make America good. Sounds like he's quoting from my book, Saving a Sick America. Word for word. I mean, same thought, same concept. And you cannot make America good without acknowledging the sovereign source of that goodness, the sovereign source of our law, liberty, and government, which is Almighty God. Preach it, Judge Moore. I agree with you 100%. This has nothing to do with separation of church and state. Again, the purpose of that was to keep the state out of the church primarily and to say there will not be one state church for everyone. But to have these liberties, this was foundational. To rely on God, this was foundational. He said, we have become a nation that has distanced ourselves from the very foundation. Washington said that of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. This is what our founding fathers believed, that religion and morality were the foundation of our government. No, you will not have a state church like you did in England. And no, the state will not be able to tell the church what to do and what not to do. Quote, separation of church and state, as those concepts come into play some time after our first documents are written. But in point of fact, religion and morality were supposed to be the foundation of our nation. To repeat, you can't make America great without making America good. You can't make America good without God being in the center of it. Okay, one more quote from that article. Moore went on to address the divisions in the country, saying, we are one nation under God, and we can become one nation unified. He spoke of protest demonstrations, mobs, and racial strife, but that we're all made in the image of God. Moore remarked that the Constitution has been his life. He recalled his time being sworn into the U.S. Military Academy, serving in war and fighting in the courts against liberal judges. He told the crowd he will fight for them in the United States Senate. Quote, this is a time for victory. It's a time to remember the struggles we've gone through, but it's also time to rededicate our lives to God and to the Constitution and to our country, to our families. Let's go again and make America great. Yeah, that echoes my feelings. Exactly. That's what I believe. America can be great as America is good. America can only be good as it turns to God. I do not know whether Judge Moore is guilty or not. I certainly hope he is not, but I want the truth to come to light. But as for the vision he articulates for America, I believe it's constitutional. I believe it's in harmony with our founding fathers. And most importantly, I believe it is the only way that we can truly be blessed as a nation. We will always have those who differ. We will have those who are not Christian. We'll have those with different Christian persuasion. We will have atheists. We will have God mockers. We will have people who have a strong morality, but they're not religious people. We'll have all of that. We'll have Muslims. We'll have Jews who don't believe in Jesus. We'll have others from other religions. That's all part of the country. But the foundation must be built on a strong religious morality, which is going to come from a God-based, scripture-based faith, and that must be held to by tens of millions of Americans who live this out for the good of America. So I applaud Judge Roy Moore's vision for America while we await the outcome of the election and his guilt or innocence, which, of course, God already knows. All right, friends, I appreciate everyone who has weighed in, posted comments, and called in. Sorry I couldn't get to every call or address every comment, but thank you for weighing in and join me in praying. Let's do it once more. All right, Father, we pray for Judge Roy Moore. If he's being falsely accused, may he be vindicated. If there's a large plot, conspiracy, may it be uncovered by the roots. May those who seek to do evil, may it be turned for good. May no weapon formed against Judge Moore that is not righteous, may no weapon formed against him succeed. Lord, if he is guilty, may the truth come to light. May his accusers be vindicated, and may there be redemption, repentance, and then forgiveness. We ask it in Jesus' name. Tomorrow, thoroughly Jewish Thursday.